Join.me allows you to share computer screens across the internet. Why on earth would you want to do that? Well, maybe you've got a group of students who are working jointly on a project, and they're obviously in different houses after school. Maybe you've got colleagues that you're working together with on some schemes of work or whatever, and again, you're not going to be in the same house necessarily. Maybe you've got a student who's actually off ill over a protracted period of time, and you want to provide them with the opportunity of actually joining a session from the home. Then Join.me might allow you to do that. In order to get started, there's no registration necessary. You don't even need to create an account, but you do need to download a little application onto the PC or Mac that's going to act as the host, the one that the screen is going to be shared out to all the other participants from. You download it and install it, and then you need to be aware of the fact that it may not operate through your firewall. So if you've got software which is protecting your PC, you'll need to allow Join.me to get access out. Once you've done that, you're provided with a small interface which is at the top of the screen, and in there is a long code, a secret code that you pass on to the other people with whom you want to share your screen. They then visit the Join.me website, and they can do that from their PC, from their Mac. They can do that from their iDevice, whether it's an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. They can do it from Android devices. And then once they get to the Join.me site, they simply enter that long code. You can email it to them if you want. Having done that, they will then see on their screen of their device your computer desktop screen. When you move your mouse, they will see the mouse move on their screen. Depending on the speed of your connection, it might be a little bit jittery, but it's not bad. You've got the option to chat with them, so there's a chat window and tool available. At any point, you can click on a pause button, and that will pause the screen that they're seeing and allows you to navigate around your computer for a while they're just seeing a pause screen. You can see a list of the participants. When they join, they can give themselves a name so you can recognise who it is. You can even give over control of your PC, if you're willing to do so, and trust the people concerned, to them. So from their mouse on their PC, they can control your mouse and therefore your PC. Maybe if you've got relatives that end up needing tech support a lot, maybe this is a good way of helping them out. So Join.me.